When C.S. Lewis says, "I fancy I have never written a book in which I did not quote from him," it's worth asking, who is this mystery man? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, George MacDonald is the author we're talking about today.
John, George MacDonald grew up in 19th century Scotland and briefly served as a minister in the church. However, he switched his attention to teaching, preaching and writing and became a successful author with a gift for weaving his faith into everything in a way that gripped people's imagination. Here's a great example. Is oxygen and hydrogen the divine idea of water? God put the two together only that man might separate and find them out. He allows his child to pull his toys to pieces. There is no water in oxygen, no water in hydrogen. It comes bubbling fresh from the imagination of the living God. Let him who would know the truth of the Maker become solely athirst and drink off the brook by the way, then lift up his heart, not at that moment to the Maker of oxygen and hydrogen, but to the inventor and mediator of thirst and water, that man might foresee a little of what his soul might find in God.
No wonder Lewis was such an admirer of this great guy.
No, George MacDonald's influence on C.S. Lewis even found its way into his classic Mere Christianity. Lewis respected the way George MacDonald's faith flooded into everything, including his fiction. Some MacDonald novels were almost autobiographical, as his characters replayed some of the intellectual struggles he had growing up. George MacDonald left a legacy that influenced the life of C.S. Lewis, but his greatest compliment was to leave a legacy that glorified the Lord.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. Our website, reasonwhy.org.